Susanna turned toward them, smiling radiantly. She patted the three-wheeler's dark brown nacelle. "Call me Mrs. Centaur. I've been looking for this my whole life and never even knew." None of them noticed the stricken expression on Roland's face. He bent over to pick up the card Eddie had dropped so no one would. Yes, it was her, all right. The Lady of the Shadows. Under her shawl, she seemed to be smiling craftily and sobbing, both at the same time. On the last occasion he'd seen that card, it had been in the hand of the man who sometimes went by the name of Walter, sometimes at a flag. "You have no idea how close you stand to the tower now," he had said. "Worlds turn about your head." And now he recognized the feeling that had crept among them for what it almost certainly was. Not worry or weariness, but kashum. There was no real translation for that rue-laden term, but it meant to sense an approaching break in one's quartet. Walter O'Dim, his old nemesis, was dead. Roland had known it as soon as he saw the face of the Lady of Shadows. Soon one of his own would die as well, probably in the coming battle to break the power of the Divartoi. And once again, the scales which had temporarily tilted in their favor would balance. It never once crossed Roland's mind that the one to die might be him. 2. There were three brand names on what Eddie immediately dubbed Susie's Cruisin' Trike. One was Honda, one was Takuro, as in that wildly popular pre-Superflow import, the Takuro Spirit. The third was North Central Positronics, and a fourth as well, U.S. Army, as in property of. Susanna was reluctant to get off it, but finally she did.